We're Shir Hashirim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav. Okay. This Pasuk is a little bit... I would say... Well, let's read it first. Smoiloi tachas roishi. His left hand was under my head. V'minei techapkeni. And he would embrace me with his right hand. His left hand was under my head, and he's embracing me with his right hand.
It means hugging, right?
What?
It means hugging.
I guess, yeah. Techapkeni is to hold tight. Okay. So, Rashi, smol tachas l'roishi bamidbor. That was the moshel in the midbor. V'minoi techapkeni derech shleishis yomim noseya losu lehem menucho. It says he traveled a 3 days nesia to find a resting place for them, a place where they could rest. And at that place of Menucha, where they were going to encamp, I guess the first encampment, he brought down Mon, Min HaShemayim, and Slov, and the quails, the bosser that they had. Kol ze ani zocheres ato begolusi, v'choylo la'ahavosoi. All of this I remember in my exile, now that I'm exiled from him, and I am sick for that love again. And I'm sick for that love. So Klal Yisrael is remembering. He put his left hand under my head in the midbar. I guess he was mekar of me very much. And he showed his love for me. Travel for 3 days to find the right place of Menucha, where they could be at rest, where they could be at peace, where they could be comfortable. And in that place, he brought them Mon and Slov. And all of this I remember. And when I remember these things, I'm sick to rejuvenate, to once again experience that love. So there's two things over here. Number one, the moshel is extremely graphic. I mean, I don't want to, give anybody any ideas, but it's extremely graphic. So imagine the picture. Smoiler tachas rishi, v'minu techapkeni. This is Shlomo HaMelech's moshel of how Klal Yisrael feels when HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads them into the midbar, and he travels with them until he finds the perfect place where they can encamp in peace, they can be happy, they can be comfortable. And there he provides them nisim mamish. The mon was the Rabbeinu Sadia said was the greatest nest because it was a nest tmidi every single day like clockwork. The exact amount or whatever they took was always the right amount, and enough on Friday to deal for to be for Shabbos as well. And this was what
tmidi,
what
the lashon for every day.
Tmidi,
like,
all the time, tomid, all the time, tomid.
Isn't that like what nature is?
What?
Isn't
that
like,
well, nature does not. Did you have a mon at your doorstep this morning?
No.
And yesterday, and the day before.
My white bread worked for the past.
What?
My lungs have worked for the past. My whole body has worked.
Okay,
for the past
okay,
years,
okay, but
this, like,
the truth of the matter is that is, you're right, except over there, the appearance, at least, is one creation of a lung that works, and it continues to work. It's not like every night your lungs shut down, and then the next morning, all of a sudden, I start to breathe again. See, here, they had enough for one day, they went to sleep at night, the cupboard was bare, they didn't have anything for the next morning, and wake up in the morning, and sure enough, and very interesting, the mon was much, you know, the Gemara, there's three psukim. Loktu, shotu. So the Gemara says that for the tzaddikim, it came to their doorstep. If somebody wasn't such a good boy that day, he had to go out a little bit and collect. And if it was really bad, he had to go far out. So it was mamish, everything was perfectly calibrated to each individual's spiritual level, where he was holding. I mean, this was, and every single day like this for 40 years in the midbar. It was, anyway, and so these nisim, Klal Yisrael felt as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embracing them in that romantic position of smoiloi tachas reishi v'minoi techapkeini. He's putting his left hand is holding my head, and he's embracing me, and he's hugging me, and he's drawing me close with his right hand.
What does it mean the left hand under his head in the midbar referring to what exactly?
Like, what?
The right hand is
no, the midbar, no, the marshal, one second, the marshal of the midbar, and how he treated us in the midbar, and how he went to search out the best place in the midbar, and how when we got to the best place, he gave us the mon and the slav. We had everything we needed, was all provided miraculously. That Klal Yisrael, that Shlomo HaMelech compares to this romantic embrace that this woman who's been estranged from her husband, who was thrown out, that she remembers the embrace that he used to hold her in, and that she still, it makes her choylas ahava. So Rashi compares that to what Klal Yisrael today remembers, that even though we're in Golus, because he says, Begolusi, what does he say? Kol ze ani zoicher ato begolusi. I'm in the Golus. I don't have this anymore. But I'm Cholas Ahava. I'm sick with love. I'm craving for that love again, the way he expressed it in the Midbar. But the interesting thing is that that love is compared to a romantic love. In other words, there's a passionate element over there. This picture is a very passionate picture. There's a passionate element of that love. That imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealing with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar is compared to a man to holding his beloved wife, his left hand under her head, and his right hand hugging her, caressing her, and this is the way Klal Yisrael felt in the Midbar. And that feeling we still have today. We remember it, even though we're so far from it, and we crave it once again. That's what this pasuk says, and that's, I think, the perspective. Okay, let's.
I just want to know, the left under the hand. Like, he just all washes his ba midbar.
This is the feeling of your left hand supporting my head and the right hand caressing me. That feeling is the way they felt in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they felt he took us into the Midbar. He's holding us up, supporting us, and then he's showing us his love by finding the best place for us to rest and by providing us with the mon and the slav, and that's the best I could do. I don't know what else you want.
The deeper maskel is the left, and the deeper maskel for the.
And what do you want? What's your problem?
I don't want anything.
Okay, so then let's go. What's your problem? What's your?
The deeper maskel for the left, midbar, that, is the left.
That's. I hear you. But that's it. In other words, the being in the Midbar, the etzem being in the Midbar, leading us into the Midbar, is like he's supporting us. He's holding us up. He led us himself. He took care of us. The Anani HaKovet, maybe it refers to. And the special embracing, the special hugging, the special extra measure or deeper measure of affection, that was felt through the way he went himself to personally find the right place, the best place for menucha, and to provide all of our needs miraculously. That's the best I could do. It's a marshal and a nimshal. It's not reality. You know what I mean? The midbar was not on the left side, and the mon was not on the right hand. It has nothing to do with the right and the left. It's just it could be that the right is the dominant. So it could be that the left represents. That was nice. He took us into the Midbar with the Anani HaKovet. He protected us. That's one thing. But look at the personalized attention that he gave. That's a deeper expression of love. Do you know what I mean? If you want, you could take it to that level and say, look, this is the Vimeinok Techapkeini, the Mon and the Slov and the special place of Menucha. So he supported us, and then he took it even further. Whatever it is, it's a very, it's a nostalgic memory of the deep love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and we still crave that today. Okay, let's just go try to do one more pasuk. Hishpati eschem b'nois v'sholoyim. I make you swear. In other words, I'm binding you with this shvua b'nois v'sholoyim. B'nois v'sholoyim. That's the umas ha'olam. B'tzvois abayolas hatzodeh by the animal, the ayolas hasode, or the deer of the field, and I don't know which one is. Let's see, maybe Rashi says the difference. He says here the gazelles and the does, right? Different animals. Im to'iru vim to'iru eso avo ad shetechbots. you will not be able to cause any hatred or be ma'irer, like to contest this love, kolzman ad shetechpas, kolzman, that it's still desirous. Let's see, we need Rashi on this, because otherwise I don't know what it means. Shpati eschem atem ha'umois. Klal Yisrael is talking to the umois. I'm making you swear. In other words, I'm telling you, this is it. You hefker umachol kitzvoim ayolim. You will be hefker and free to be devoured, like the animals are preyed upon. In other words, people shoot animals, people capture animals, people eat animals. So you will be that. You'll be hefker to the world. Everybody will be ready to attack you. If what? If you do, what's the terrible thing? If you attempt to interfere in the relationship between me and my beloved, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what's going to happen to you. Your interference, your getting involved in trying to interfere in that relationship, trying to ruin that relationship, cause me to dislike HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm telling you, you're going to be hefker like the animals. Just like people hunt animals and kill them, so that's the way you're going to be. You're going to be destroyed. You're going to be hefker. Why? What are you going to try to be ma'orer to cause hatred or to interfere with? The love, beinil of doidi, between me and my beloved Hashem, lishanoiso, to change it, ula hachlifo, or to exchange it for something else, ula vakish mi meni lispatus ochareihem, and to ask me to persuade me to follow you. In other words, this is a warning to the Umas Ha'olam. The Umas Ha'olam are being told that you better take it easy, because I guess Shlomo HaMelech knew Baruch HaKodesh that the Umas Ha'olam are going to try to interfere with our relationship with Hashem. The Muslims try to convert us to Islam. The Christians try to convert us to Christianity. Others wanted to destroy us completely, which also is interfering with that relationship. They wanted to, and it sounds like that the Nakuda is, because Shlomo HaMelech saw it in its reality, the Nakuda is they really want to interfere with our relationship with Hashem. If you want to know why they hate us, if you want to know why they're against us, if you want to know why they want to destroy us for him, why they want to destroy us physically, why they want to destroy us spiritually, in Hanukkah they try to destroy us spiritually. By Purim they try to destroy us physically. And throughout the Golos we've had physical destruction, spiritual destruction. They're all against us. Why? Why are they so against us? And if it's really a little bit irrational too, because in every place that the Jew went in Golos, he improved the society. They became in Spain, they were the highest levels of government. They developed and they expanded the economy, they expanded everything. I mean, they were the leaders there, you know, the bankers. They made the economy in Europe flourish, and yet their hatred was there. What was the hatred? So Shlomo HaMelech tells us the hatred was what they can't tolerate, what underlies all of their attempt to destroy Klal Yisrael is they're jealous of the relationship. What are they trying to do? Because he says, I make you swear a shvuah. I'm telling you that this is going to happen. You're putting your lives in danger. You're going to be prey like the animals are, to be eaten, to be shot, to be hunted. Why? If you do what? If you try to cause us to hate or try to interfere with the love that exists between me and my beloved, to change it, to exchange it. L'shanoisa means to change it. L'achlifa means to exchange it. Ulevakesh mimeni lispatos achareichem, and to get me to follow you. And this is also something very interesting. Well, let me just finish. This is something very interesting. Why do they want us to join them, to follow them? Why do they want to convert us? They don't want to convert us because they need us to be part of them. That's what you see over here. They want to convert us to take us away from Hashem. There's a sick, insane jealousy of the Klal Yisrael that has this special loving relationship, beini lebein doidi, between me and my beloved. And the Umas Ha'olam look at that and they say, we wish we had that relationship. We didn't have that experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ke'ilu, we learned it before, kiss them at Har Sinai, like, Kineshikas Pe'el Pe'el, Rashi says. He revealed himself, at Har Sinai, he gave us the Torah at Har Sinai. This was the greatest expression of a loving relationship. And Chazal even say, Mi Sinai, it's a play on the Sin and the Shin, Mi Sinai, with a Sin, with a Samach, excuse me, a Samach and a Sin, Mi Sinai, Yotso Sino Le'ilam. From Sinai went out hatred to the world because of the jealousy. They're jealous of that relationship with Hashem. Which means, if that's the case, then I would just add one little nakuda. Jews are certainly jealous of that relationship with Hashem. If a Jew doesn't feel that he has that relationship with Hashem, it devours him. It devours him. Ad kedei kach, that he would like to destroy those that do, because I can't bear to see that you have that relationship with him and I don't. And that's really what happens, not only from the Umas Ha'olam to Klal Yisrael, but even within Klal Yisrael. We always have had movements, and this is exactly what they do. L'shanoiso, they want to change it. The reform movement started just with making a change. I think that I once heard or read, I don't remember, that... What?
The
what?
The reform movement started because they were lacking...
No, what they wanted to do... Yeah, they didn't have it. They were lacking. I don't know why they didn't have it. They were influenced by the Haskalah. I don't know, whatever influenced them. But what did they want to do? They just wanted to eliminate the things that we said ba'aramis in the tefillah, Yukumpor Kon Barich Shemei, things like that. That's all they wanted to do. Yeah? And that was, excuse me just one second. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So all they wanted to do is a little change. Why? We'll make a change. We'll interfere. We'll break the tightness of that relationship. We'll penetrate that relationship a little bit. We'll make some changes there. We'll hachlifo, or to exchange it. They would like to do something else. Let's make a whole different religion out of it. Yeah. Or to say that we should go away from Hashem to them because they couldn't stand. Even Jews can't stand the fact if we have that relationship with Hashem. But what that means is, please, let me just finish. What that means is how important that having that relationship is. That if a person doesn't have that relationship, he's sick. He's sick with love. He craves it. That's what Shlomo HaMelech tells us. And he's jealous of anybody else who does have that relationship. So emphasizing that relationship is so critical. And unfortunately today, in our world of chinuch, the relationship aspect between us and Hashem is not that much emphasized. Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know if it means they only try. Where do you see that?
And he says, Mevakish Mimeni, his father's Ahareka. Even if you're Mevakish, as soon as you're Mevakish, I swear you'll be free game.
I hear, that's interesting, I hear that. Okay, so then what's the problem?
The problem is there were more than Mevakish.
Good, so they certainly should be destroyed.
Why does Hashem wait for the success if the Shavua is as soon as you start trying?
Well, L'shanois l'achlifa doesn't say Levakesh. In other words, L'shanois l'achlifa means you want to destroy it, you want to damage it. So that they do. And then, not only that, you want to get us away completely. That they haven't been able to do. So that they're Levakesh. It doesn't say Ulevakesh L'shanois l'achlifa. You're really doing L'shanois l'achlifa. Ulevakesh, because that third thing, that they weren't successful. Okay, there is a little, it's late, but let's see if we can just...
What is the Torah? It sounds like they feel like awakened to begin to do something.
To cause hatred and to interfere with the relationship. That's what they did when they do that. And they're mavakish to take us away completely, to follow them. But that much they haven't succeeded fully. Let's as long as Hashem, and the Shvuah was like this, as long as Hashem wants me, you'll never get me away from him. If he rejects me, that's something else. But calls man that I know that Hashem loves me, I will not be, you will not be able to turn me away. And if you try, you'll be destroyed. Okay. Im tasniu. He just explains the word. Te'iru means you're going to cause me to hate. Okay. Im te'iru, ho'oir al asod is to contest. Okay, now let's go. Yesh midrash agoda rabim ve'enu mishashul haseder advarim. He says there are many midrashim on this pasuk, but they're not miyushiv on the seder following the storyline. Ki roya ani shenisnabir shloim ve'dibra al yetzias mitzrayim v'al matn teira v'al mishkan uvias oretz uveis habchiro v'golus bovel uvias ba'yasheni v'churbonoi. I don't know what he means by this. In other words, Rashi learns that this is a sequence of what's going to happen in our history, not like separate droshes here and there. And what is it? There's a storyline. Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we refer to. Matan Torah, which we refer to, the love. Hamishkan, we refer to that Heviani HaMelech Hadorov. Bias Oretz, we're talking now, I guess, between that and Bias Oretz. Beis HaBechira, Golus Bovel, Bias Bayesheni, V'churbonu. This is the storyline in Shir HaShirim, the history of the love between us, and therefore he doesn't go into all the Medroshim and the Droshes that are going on this particular pasuk. Okay.